tidings. Rise and praise God. Kingdom of God has come on earth.
This is Our God Reigneth broadcast with Priest King Olutomole Universe, the Another Comforter, preaching the gospel of the descended throne of the kingdom of heaven on earth and inviting all nations and people to abide therein for their safety from the wrath and vengeance of God now upon the whole earth. While should you perish, God bless you for watching. The full rainbow sign manifested in the sky, this is the symbol of God's throne.
The dawn of the new sacred age. For God so loved the world that he has descended the throne of the heavenly kingdom upon the earth, symbolized by the full rainbow sign manifesting in the clouds of heaven, that whosoever believes in this God's sign may not perish, but shall be preserved from the imminent wrath of God and from seven plagues already determined upon the whole world.
Christ says, as it was then, so it shall be at this end time. So the kingdom of God has come. The throne of heaven is established as the place of refuge, as the end time ark, as the stronghold of God. We are to preserve as many that come and enter into the kingdom of God. This is the only process by which God is going to keep and preserve and protect from destruction, from the devastation, from the tribulation, from all the sort of catastrophic events that God had prepared for this generation.
Proclaiming, descend on the throne of our God. Our God is reigning. He reigns forevermore.
Come on, everybody, proclaim.
Forevermore.
Let the whole world know, let the people know that the kingdom of God is come.
Oh yes, as a last hope for humanity, the common voice is left.
Our God reigns.
Somebody now.
Tell somebody, save somebody,
let him hear,
let him hear, the glad tidings. Tell somebody, save somebody from the judgment of the world. Our God reigns, let your lover is here,
let the whole world know,
let the whole world know, our salvation has gone. Tell somebody, save somebody from the judgment of the world.
That's it. Come on.
Save somebody. Save somebody now.
I welcome you to this regular episode.
and God reigneth broadcast. It's very wonderful to be here. Again, it's all about the world in which we live. So the text of my message at this hour is changing our world. We all seem fed up, tired of this mass burial, of this corruption, of all this commotion and confusion. We are tired of these conflicts and nuclear threats. We are tired of these contradictions we have everywhere. I'm here to talk about changing this world. Most people are postulating a lot of things about the changing of the world. So I want to take my text from the book of Isaiah, chapter 45, verses 12 and verse 18. Verse 12 first. Listen and understand the declaration of God himself. He says, I have made the earth. God himself says, I have made the earth. You atheists, I want you to listen and listen. God says, I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens and all their hosts. I, God, have commanded them. That's verse 12. So I want you all to take heed and understand when the God of heaven speaks. Verse 18, I proceed. For thus says the Lord that created heaven and earth. Look at the emphasis. Some evolutionary, speculations are declaring otherwise. But listen to what God is saying. Say, for thus says the Lord God that created the heavens and the earth, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He had established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there's no other one. So here God says, he has created the world to be inhabited. So when Christ came, I go quickly to Genesis. After creation of the world, God handed the world unto man, Adam. He didn't just create the world, just like that. He handed it over to Adam. So Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 said, and the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. To dress it and to keep the world. Not to destroy the world.
No.
Not to corrupt the world.
No, yes.
So I want you all to learn the lesson there. God that created the world and heaven and earth. He said, I have not created it in vain. He created it for man. And when he created man upon the earth, he said unto Adam, keep it and dress it. Don't corrupt it. Am I speaking?
Yes.
Man was created to make good use of the earth and to keep it. But today, man has corrupted the earth. So when just cascade, the earth has become a profane realm. A corrupt entity. Because man has corrupted the earth. You know what Christ said? John 17:25. When Jesus Christ came, the earth has become a profane realm. He said, O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee. You see, When you lack the knowledge of God that created the world, what do? You find corruption. Abrogation of the laws, governing laws of God. When man failed to know God, Christ says, oh, righteous Father, oh, righteous Father of God, the world has not known thee. It's a very shameful thing for a creature, man, not to know his creator. So since then, many Greek philosophers and men with potent intellect have been postulating a lot of things about changing the world. But the problem has remained the inability to change the world. Praise God. They postulated many things about changing our world to a better place. They have taught within themselves that God did not create a good world. We want to make it a better place. But the Bible says, when in the book of Genesis, every passage, every word says, and God saw that it was good. So God created a perfect, beautiful world. Yes. The handiwork of God cannot be short of being perfect. Yes. But the sophisticated society of humanism, of Atman, are saying that they want to make it better. Oh. But the problem of these philosophers and their philosophical theories were incapable of changing the world. Most of them are faded into remote history. Also, great religious leaders, great prophets, all have come and spoken profound prophecies about the world and about making the world a better place to live in. Prophets. The Church of Jesus and the religion of Christianity had hung their hope on the second coming of Jesus and the rapture saga. In the far faith that Jesus Christ, the rejected King of the Jews, will come to effect a change in the world. So they're looking for Jesus Christ to come. Jesus is coming. He's coming. Never mind. Christ is coming. To do what? To change the world. So my message tonight is about changing our world. I'm talking about the hope of the church and the slogan. Christ is coming, never mind. To do what? Is it to change the world?
No.
It's coming for judgment. Listen to me. The former savior of the world is now become judge of the world on sin. This is the mystery of God.
Yes.
Well, it has been Jesus is coming today. Jesus is coming tomorrow. All these things date back from the time of the ascension of Jesus. Up that is 2,000 years ago, they still remain talking about Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Okay. Jesus Christ, welcome. But listen to me. Long before the advent of Jesus, the God of heaven have revealed his eternal plan of changing this civil world. That is, God has a plan to change this world himself because it has remained corrupted by man. So God has predicted and revealed his plan to change the world. I take you to Isaiah 65 verse 17. For behold, I create a new heaven and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come to mind. That's God's plan.
Amen.
God reigns. I said, God reigneth. Listen to me. Only the Creator God can change what He has created. Not mere man.
Yes.
Are you the Creator of the world?
No.
Why then are you suggesting this? You are suggesting this. Some prominent men have come with new godless humanism. I say it has failed.
It
will not stand. God says, behold, I will create a new heaven and new earth. So he's talking about the old world now.
Yes.
He says, I'm going to create a new world, a new heaven and earth. Who can do that?
Only God.
Where is that man of science to create a new heaven and new earth? Christ says, God says, like I've quoted earlier, I've stretched my hand to create heaven and earth. So presently, we live in a civilization which is based on technology. Please listen to my voice. Technologically driven civilization can never bring peace into our world. But conflicts, hostilities, corruptions and confusion, wars and death, that's all what technology can bring. Although most of the comforts and conveniences which we enjoy today have come about through technology.
Yes.
As I'm here, I may be talking to America.
Yes.
That's technology. These are the comforts we have.
Yes.
Have they brought peace?
No.
Praise God. I can fly from here within 30 minutes and be speaking in America.
Yes.
These are the comforts and the conveniences that we enjoy. But they have also provided these biological weapons for destruction.
Mm-hmm.
But they have provided these chemical weapons for the annihilation of man.
Mm-hmm.
But they have provided nuclear to terminate the human race. Not to change the world. It's only God of heaven that can change the world.
Yes.
Because the world itself was formed by God,
okay,
not by man. Right. So, I'm talking about, you see, what terrifies man today? What is the explosive evil of the heart of man? Because overnight, any insane person can just go and trigger that atomic bomb and explode. That is the evil, the explosive evil of human heart. Human heart is so terrible.
Yes.
So don't fear anyone. Listen to my voice. It's God that's speaking. I will create. I will change this world in my own way, in my own time, in my own righteousness. That's what I'm saying. See, this theological advancement, they are working in collaboration with this spurious religious organization. And I've turned the world into a profane realm. They've turned the world into a place of absolute corruption. The whole world is in shambles. Totally corrupt. This is the work of theology. This is the work of technology. Theology and technology. Now, but the agenda of God is to set on earth His own heavenly ordinances. I'm talking about the process of God to change the world. You may be wondering, how is God going to change the world? Then go to the book of Job, chapter 13, verse 33. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Yes. So the agenda of God is to set on earth his heavenly ordinances, and furthermore, to fill the earth with the knowledge of the glory of God, and then peace will be on earth. Job 38, verse 3. Here's the voice of God. Say, knowest thou the ordinances of heaven? Canst thou set the dominion thereof on earth? So this is the process. Listen to me properly. This is the process by which God will change the world. He had to set his heavenly ordinances. He said, knowest thou the ordinances of heaven? You see, God has ordered things. He governs heaven by his laws. He governs the throne of God by his laws, by ordinances. So this is why you have peace in heaven. This is why you have order in heaven. This is why you have bliss in heaven. That's why you have immortality in heaven. That's why you have jokund tranquility in heaven. So God says, I will bring that ordinances which has made happiness, joy, permanent features in heaven. Are you following me?
Yes.
So the mystery is what God brings his heavenly ordinances on earth. And men abide in the ordinances. Think their growth pattern will change for the better. Because they behave like those in heaven.
Yes.
So the Bible says, knowest thou the ordinances of heaven? Canst thou set the dominion thereof on earth? That is, God is planning to set up his kingdom of heaven on earth. This is what we are preaching now. Now, I'm talking about God's plan to change the world. In Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14, it says, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God. So it's not going to fill the world with the knowledge of science and technology.
No.
See, the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God. So all these things have been delivered unto the Son of Man. And this is the process by which God wants to change the world for the better. Praise God, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Right. We understand that the world is undergoing the process, see? I am preaching the gospel, the plan of God, that the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven has come. And by this, you'll be able to understand that the earth is undergoing a process of transformation.
Yes.
So I'm not preaching something that is still in the future. I'm preaching the gospel that the kingdom of heaven, promised by the Lord Jesus, and which the church of Jesus has been praying for in the Lord's Prayer, that kingdom has come.
Oh, yes.
And that shows clearly that the process of transformation has commenced.
Amen.
This will issue in holy the new sacred age, the creation of a brand new world wherein dwells righteousness.
Our God reigneth.
This has been the hope of the saints in time past. This has been the hope. When you study your Bible, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 13, say, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, we look for new heavens and new earth. We are in dwell righteousness. So this is the kingdom. This is the dominion and the heavenly rule, which I stand here to speak to you about. By kingdom of heaven, we simply mean ordinances of heaven. God has laws by which he governs his throne. So God has now revealed these laws unto the Son of Man. Yes. As God revealed the 10 moral laws unto Moses in those days. As God revealed the heavenly laws unto the angels in heaven, today, as I speak, the heavenly laws, the heavenly ordinances, which will change our world, have been revealed to me. In the Bible, you find God establishing his laws for the angels, according to Psalm 103, verses 30 to 21. It says, "Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in his strength, that do his commandments." So there are laws in heaven. "Bless ye the Lord, all ye saints, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure." That is, laws and ordinances were set up for the angels in heaven, and they are doing it. Now, these laws are now set upon the earth through the man who told them. I stand now to show the whole world the new 7 laws which God has given to me for the liberation of the whole world and for the liberation of our soul from prison cell. I display before you the 7 laws. You can see, these are the 7 laws revealed for the benefit of all human, all dwellers of the earth. Number 1, it is righteousness. Say that.
Righteousness.
Number 2, it is faithfulness.
Faithfulness.
Number 3, it is obedience. Obedience.
Obedience.
Number 4, the 4th law, is unto the Father.
Unto the Father.
The 5th law is unto the Son.
Unto the Son.
The 6th law is unto the Holy Ghost.
Unto the Holy Ghost.
The 7th law is unto the another comforter.
Unto the another comforter.
Why? Unto the Father, unto the Son, unto the Lord. Because these were the 3 persons that came together, agreed together in creating our world. Yes. So these 7 laws, like you see, are laws that are returning the whole human race back to God. So God has now inaugurated the sacred age, which is the kingdom of heaven and earth. These are all what would change the world.
Yes.
From the profane realm to the sacred reality. I want you to be a part of this new change. It's not coming, it has come.
Oh, yes.
These are the 7 laws. Nothing more, nothing less. These 7 laws. God bless you.
Amen. Friends, you've been listening to the message of another comforter, Priest King Olutomole Universe, preaching and inviting all the beloved of the Lord into the descended throne of kingdom of God now on earth. For as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at this end time. Luke chapter 17 verse 26. Therefore, believe and be saved today, you and your household. God bless you. For your salvation, visit the capital city, City of Glory, Mount of the Lord, Kilometer 25 Omiluri Junction, Orioke Olutomole Bus Stop, Ondo Akure Road, Ondo State, Nigeria. Days, Monday to Fridays. Hours, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. every day. Also visit our website, www.kiemholythrone.com. That is www.kiemholythrone.com. www.kiemholythrone.com. Our email address is info@kiemholythrone.com. Our telephone number 0806-648-7203. That's 0806-648-7203. God bless you as you come.
the capital city of the holy throne of the Most High God on earth.
Saved. No more sorrow in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. We are saved. No more sorrow in the kingdom of God. The throne of God is set. The throne of God is set.
On earth his kingdom rules over
all. Amen. The throne of God is set.
On earth his kingdom rules over
all. The imposing structure of the holy throne of God on earth.